Perspectives on paint, coffee and noodles, or something else entirely. Went to the home store, needed to get some paint. But when I asked the clerk, he said, "No, sorry mate. We don't have yellow, that colour that you want. But here's a rundown of the colours that we've got. We have butter, buttermilk, buttercream, buttercup, two, sunlight, sun-kissed, ivory, this sunshine might do. There's lemon, them shivin, lemon jess, and cheesecake, gold dust, gold leaf, and moonbeam, and pound cake." So we went to the grocery to grab some food supplies. I asked, "Where's the noodles?" and got a pair of rolled eyes. Then the clerk stared at me, her hands on her hips, and these are the words that spewed across her lips. "Well, do you mean Asian, Italian, locally made, organic, gluten-free, low-carb, fresh, frozen, freeze-fried, dry, prepared, and ready to eat? There's noodles in the freezer case in deli and ethnic food aisles, organic foods and generic sections," and she never cracked a smile. Went to a drive-thru for a coffee before work, but the barista was a pompous jerk. I asked for a small cup of black of whatever's in the house, and these are the words that flew right out of his mouth. "We have espresso, drip press, poker seep, cold brew with greens from Guatemala, Colombia, Uganda, and Peru, and then there's light roast, dark roast, another roast in between, decaffeinated, regular, double strong, and what the hell does black house mean?" There is no big moral point to this saga I've been through, but I've learned something about choices, and I think that you have too. I live in a world of plenty, perhaps sometimes too much, but I'm fine with a yellow kitchen, black coffee, and noodle lunch. And here's the blooper reel. We have There's noodles in the freezer case in Destiny, and I think we have butter.